Hello and welcome to the Cybersecurity Insider. My name is Igal Behar. Today I'm going to talk about incident response case study. And this is related to Office 365. So recently we got a project from a customer that is still having an issues, but we were able to resolve one of the biggest problems that they had, which was the attackers were able to penetrate their Office 365. And what they did, they sent in an email while they were on the network, on the Office 365 email system for a while. And how did we know this? This is a good question. And this is because they send an email pretending to say that there is an invoice for a payment for $30,000 for some kind of consulting services. And the email came with a person's signature to the person who is supposed to approve the invoice and then later on to cut the check. Now, that customer has a PO system. And what happened in the end of the day, the PO system failed because nobody caught it and say, hey, there is a problem here and we cannot pay this invoice because it's not a legit request for a payment. But he was eventually caught by the owner of the company. He said, well, I don't recognize these consulting services. I'm not going to sign the check. How did they get it? And then they started to ask questions. And then they found that somebody was able to get to one of the email accounts and start sending PDF attachments. So how they will enter the email account, they use the web portal to access the email that employee. Now, there's another question, how did they get in to begin with? So it means that now that they need also the credentials of the email account. So, of course, the information was probably publicly, and this is still we need to investigate how they found the credentials. So what we did, they enabled actually two-factor authentication, but they use the phone SMS, right? And I told them, okay, we're going to need to change the authentication using, and I'm going to show you Microsoft Authenticator, right? This is the app, and instead of using the SMS, because our thoughts were that somebody was probably eavesdropping the SMS text and therefore they can bypass the authentication. I mean, they knew the first password that you set up and then somehow they got the text messages with the code in order to get in. So what we did, we said, okay, we don't want to use SMS anymore. We're going to use the Microsoft Authenticator. And until now, we haven't seen any kind of login from different locations. We, of course, actively monitoring the logins attempts to the Office accounts and to make sure that nobody is logging from different impossible travel, for instance. This is one of the indicators that somebody is misusing the account. If you can see that somebody is logging from two locations at the same time that you need a travel distance of a few hours, for instance, or more, like 2 days or a day, in order to get from one place to another place, this is a good indication that somebody is misusing your account. So with that, we resolve this issue. And what I recommend you is to enable the two-factor authentication using the app, not to use the SMS authentication. And with that, I'm concluding this case study. If you have any comments, please put them down below. We have other sessions. Click, like, and subscribe and watch other sessions that we had before. I thank you. My name is Igal Behar, the Cybersecurity Insider, and for your success and safety. Thank you and enjoy your rest of the day. Thank you.